With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Democratic Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia says he will not seek re-election in 2024, giving Republicans a prime opportunity to gain a seat in the heavily GOP state. His decision to step down, while not totally unexpected, severely hampers Democratic hopes of keeping the seat and marks the end of an era for West Virginia, which voted reliably blue for decades. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen and her Chinese counterpart are meeting in San Francisco.
The two are opening 2 days of talks aimed at making progress on a slew of economic issues. The talks come at a time when competition is markedly intensified between the two countries. Yellen's talks with China's vice premier are designed to help lay the groundwork for an expected meeting between U.S. President Joe Biden and Chinese President Xi Jinping next week.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Also at SRNnews.com, anti-Israel protesters shut down parts of Manhattan Thursday. Nearly 2,000 took to the street to call for an end to the war in the Middle East. They busted out glass on a police car and spray-painted Starbucks window. A legendary American astronaut has died.
NASA has announced the passing Tuesday of Frank Borman, the commander of the first manned mission to the moon. Together with James Lovell and William Anders, the Apollo 8 crew entered lunar orbit and history on Christmas Eve 1968 and read from the Bible's Book of Genesis in a live telecast back to Earth that night. Their success paved the way for Apollo 11's lunar landing the following July. After his NASA career, Borman was the head of the then Eastern Airlines for a decade. He's remembered for his devotion to his wife Susan and his passion for aviation and exploration. Frank Borman was 95. George Williams reporting.
This is SRN News. Christians view AI differently than non-Christians.
A survey by the Barna Group finds that just over 1 in 4 Christians say they're hopeful AI can do positive things in the world. That compares to 2 in 5 non-Christians. The survey also found that Christians are less likely than non-Christians to feel fascinated or excited about AI, or that it would make their life easier. In fact, Christians are wary of the church using AI. Ken Lorman, SRN News.
Christian support for Israel is not a new phenomenon, but the brutal Hamas terror attack on the Jewish state on October 7th may have been a game changer. Some observers believe that for the first time since the Holocaust, most Christians are unequivocally standing up for Israel and the Jewish people in the face of that barbaric attack. That support is important given the widespread cases of anti-Semitism after the attack. This is SRN News. Texas officials say 8 people died in a car crash after a police chased a human smuggler.
Police say the accident happened early Wednesday morning when the driver of a car suspected of carrying smuggled migrants fled police and smashed into an oncoming vehicle on a South Texas highway. The crash happened near Batesville, which is about 80 miles southwest of San Antonio. Deaths averaged 3.5 a year through 2019, but spiked in 2020. That led officials to develop a new policy for vehicle pursuits with an eye toward increasing safety. I'm Shelley Adler.
School vaccine exemptions for kindergartners are at the highest on record. Vaccination coverage is at 93% this school year. That's down from 95%. The report shows that overall 3% of kindergartners had an exemption. 2.8 of those were non-medical. More details at SRNnews.com.